Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And now on the phone I have Siobhan O'Dwyer, who is CEO with YAP Ireland. Good morning, Siobhan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and thank you very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about a press release I read about YAP could potentially be saving state agencies millions, which is good news. But before that, it's a while since I spoke to YAP, so will you tell the listeners what YAP Ireland is all about?
Sure. So YAP Ireland works with young people who, for whatever reason, are experiencing difficulties in their lives. And we provide intensive, strengths-based, needs-led wraparound services for young people and families. Primarily, our young people are referred to us by TUSLA, and they are our major funder. So we work with young people and families to help them to build on their strengths and to look at what are the issues that are affecting them, to set their own goals. And we use community-based advocates to work with young people and families. So we recruit local people in the community to work on a one-to-one basis with young people and families. And we achieve very good outcomes in working with those young people, which is very positive.
Yes, now I think the last time I spoke to YAP Ireland, it was a recruitment drive, I think. You were looking for volunteers. So are these people trained? Is there much training that goes into your advocates?
Yeah, so advocates aren't volunteers. They are actually employees. So we usually recruit twice a year, and we'd be delighted to hear from anybody who's interested in becoming an advocate. They gain great experience. There's quite a lengthy recruitment process, including group interviews and individual interviews. And there will be a young person or family member on the recruitment panels as well, because we've trained young people and families to sit on our recruitment panels, which is brilliant. And then obviously people have to be Garda vetted, and we need references. And then once they're accepted, there's 4 days of training around working for YAP Ireland and working within our model, as well as 1.5 days of child protection training. And then if they are the right match for a young person, they would be offered a contract to work with that young person and their family. Unfortunately, we don't always get to use all the people who come through and want to be advocates, because it does depend on the needs of the young person and the match that we make with the young person. And in some areas, our numbers in the year would be very small. Though that isn't an issue so much in Dublin, where we have quite large programs.
Yes, now the young people we're talking about, are these vulnerable people, Siobhan?
Yeah, so the young people who are referred to us might have a range of different issues. So they may be out of school, they may be involved in the youth justice system, they may have mental health issues, they might be quite isolated, they may have suffered some form of trauma. They are sometimes living in families where there are drug and alcohol issues or mental health issues. And as I say, they are referred to us really to see if through our intensive support and our model, which is a model to wrap services around young people and put the young person at the center of the plan, whether or not working with us will make a difference. And the primary focus is to try and keep young people at home and in their communities and prevent young people from going into institutional care of any description. And we're very, you know, our statistics this year show that 93% of the young people that we worked with who were at home when they came to us were still at home at the end of the program. So that's obviously a very positive outcome for them, and also a very positive outcome generally for the community and for society.
And I'd say it's also very fulfilling for YAP Ireland and the advocates concerned. Now, you mentioned different issues there, like drug, drink dependence or mental health issues. Would your advocates be specifically trained to deal with one particular issue, or would it be a sort of a general training program?
It's a general training program, because the most important thing for us is the model and how we work. So we put the young person and their family at the centre. So we would look at the way that different things would impact on them. But what we're interested in is working with them and asking them what they want and what they need, and then setting the goals from that. and bringing services in around them to help them to achieve those goals. It's a very flexible service. We have a no-reject policy, and that's very important to the young people and families that we work with. We're non-judgmental. It's all about moving forward, about being strengths-based. And even in the most difficult of situations, people have often managed and coped. And so we really need to build on their resilience and their confidence to give them hope that they can change some of these situations around and that they can have a better future. And that working in that way makes a big difference to the outcomes that you can achieve, as is shown by our outcomes that we published in the annual report this year.
Yes, I read that, and I've spoken with different people in YAP, and I've great admiration for the work you're all doing. Now, we spoke about different situations there. Say there was a young person now, and he or she were in a house that the parents were drug or drink dependent upon. Would you go into that home and try and educate the parents, rather than, and so you can keep the young person in the home, rather than having to take them out of the home?
So certainly that would be up to us alongside TUSA. TUSA would refer them to us to see if by working with YAP we could make a difference to the situation in which they're living. And again, some of these situations would be dependent on the ages of the children, etc. But a lot of families where there are those issues can manage to look after their children with the right amount of support. But also for young people in particular, it's also for them about what do they want to achieve in their future. How are they managing living in that situation, and what do they want to do for themselves for the future? So that they're not becoming carers to some extent, even though they may do a certain amount of that depending on their age, but also that they can understand that what the difficulties are that their parents have, but also that they don't have to also have those difficulties in their own lives, that they can move on and that they have the right to do so, and they have the right to speak out about what's happening, and then also get support. And build their own confidence and their own resilience and to have a better life in the future. And that's very, very important to our model. And even where families are suffering from quite severe issues, there are situations where they can be supported to maintain their children at home. But again, that wouldn't be our decision. That would be TUSLA's decision.
Yeah. Now, would it be a designated amount of time that you can spend with a young person, and is there follow-up schemes as well?
Yeah, so we work with young people for a six-month period, and it's quite intensive. So young people, we would work with them from up to 15 hours a week. And a big part of the program is to obviously make sure that they're also accessing all the other services that they should be involved in. For example, schools, have they got hobbies that they've let go by the wayside? Are they involved in youth groups? Who are the people in their community that are available to support them and their family when YAP are gone? So it would be very important to us as we talk about a wraparound that's real. As well as building the internal resources of young people and families themselves. So we would work with them for up to 6 months, and we certainly would be putting in place a plan with them about how they then go on ahead into the future and deal with any other issues that come up. Because life is never plain sailing, as we all know, and we all need support at some stages in our lives. A lot of us have family we can fall back on, or very good friends. And so it's very important that the young people and families we work with also have those resources available to them, and that they build up those resources while they're with YAP.
Now, are you still getting the same amount of referrals that you've always been getting? Has it improved, or are you getting more? Or what's the situation at the moment, Siobhan?
Well, I suppose, like all other agencies, we took cuts really over the last 3 years. Last year we stabilised, and this year it looks like it's going to remain the same, which is good. But we could definitely work with. We have a lot of referrals that would never get a service from YAP, because we're not funded to provide that service. And so, you know, we're certainly would be hopeful that as the situation improves in TUSLA and the HSE and education, that they would be looking favourably on working with agencies like ourselves to actually support young people to achieve very positive outcomes. And we are receiving referrals now from Obastown Children's Detention Centre directly, which is good. And we're also receiving some referrals directly from HSE Disability and Mental Health Services, which is also very positive. So we're staying fairly same as we were last year, but with some small amount of growth. But we would be hopeful that there will be further growth next year.
Right, well, you touched on funding there, and that brings us into this press release that I got, where the youth advocacy programs could potentially be saving state agencies millions. Would you like to talk to us about that, Siobhan? Because it's in relation to funding, it's very interesting.
Yeah, so I suppose, as lots of other people have argued as well, that, you know, when you can work with young people and families to keep young people at home and out of institutions, then obviously you're going to save in the longer term, because institutional care obviously costs a lot more money. So, for example, 6 months of the AAP program is approximately $7,500, depending on the needs of the young person. Whereas a private residential placement for a young person can cost up to $6,000 a week, and that wouldn't be the most expensive placement. So, you know, as well as the fact that you achieve strong outcomes by working with young people in their families and in the community, you also have a huge cost saving there. And that's very important. And I suppose in relation to young people with disabilities or autism and Asperger's, which is primarily the area that we're working in, again, you know, parents and those young people want them to be able to stay in the community and to live in the community and achieve what they want to achieve with support. And they don't really want young people moving into institutional settings anymore. Ireland is moving away from that, which is a good thing. And so, again, a service like YAP is very based in the community and works with those young people and their families from a strengths-based perspective to try and support them to remain in the community and to attend school or college, go out with their friends and work, so that they're not needing to go into institutionalised care.
Yes, and I'm just looking here, 93%, or you said earlier on, 93% remained at home at the end of the programme, which is fantastic. It's a huge percentage. And like we all know people who are vulnerable and people who have mental health issues. And it is very, very important for them to stay at home and stay within the community. With regards to health, as well as everything else.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's very important that we make sure that young people and families who may need support, you know where the services are, and are able to access those services without feeling judged or blamed. And it's really important that within TUSLA the social workers really identify the young people and families that they think will benefit from YAP, and get those referrals through to us, and that we are able, therefore, to work with them to maintain those young people at home wherever possible. I mean, it is at times there, you know, there is a 7% who did go into the care system, and again, that will no doubt have been in their best interest to do so, but hopefully they did so in a positive way and will receive a good service within the care system. But obviously from our point of view, it's very important that young people and families get the support that they need to continue on with their lives and to live in the community, and that the community also, that we all play our role in that by supporting young people and families and not isolating them and ostracising them and blaming them, but actually are willing to stand up and say, well, I can help. I can do something here, and include people rather than exclude them.
Yes, and parents of vulnerable children, it can be pressure, a lot of pressure on parents to look after these children, whom, of course, they love and adore. But this YAP Ireland, it's just a referral. If there's a parent listening out there, Tusla would have to be involved before this person could be access YAP Ireland.
Yeah, at the moment that is the case. Though, as I say, we are working with mental health services such as CAMHS and HSE Disability Services to also receive referrals from them. But at the moment we don't have any way of accepting referrals directly from parents. We do get calls from parents and are looking for advice and support, and we would do that. But we certainly, at the moment, that we're not in a position to be able to offer them places directly, and which is a pity. But I suppose the parents that we do work with, and certainly a number of parents spoke at our launch last week. You know, for them, it's very, very important that the service is non-judgmental, that it's strengths-based and inclusive, and very flexible. And they often do feel very blamed, they feel very guilty, and, you know, they've got involved in a cycle of negativity, and sometimes you just need somebody from outside to be able to help you to see that, and to be able to move on and change those things. And so they find that YAP is also a very supportive service for them, and they are, at the end of the day, the key people. So all the services need to identify that and identify their strengths and then build on those strengths, as well as offering specialist support where it's needed.
Now, as I said earlier on, I've been speaking to YAP Ireland now for a while. How long is it in existence, Siobhan?
So the first pilot in Ireland was in 2002 in Galway, Roscommon and Dublin North. And so we've been in existence since then. And then we became a charity in our own right and YAP Ireland in 2008. So we're a registered charity. And yeah, so it's been great. We're spreading out across most of the Republic of Ireland now. And we're looking forward to, as I say, hopefully further growth next year through further funding, which would be great.
Now, yes, and it's a very important service you're providing, and you know, keep up the good work. And I have spoken, I don't know whether they were advocates or not, but there was two girls used to come into the studio here to me, and they were very, very happy in their job. So I think I mentioned earlier on, must be very fulfilling when you get a positive outcome to one of your cases.
Oh yeah, I mean, we're very, you know, we do say we're very lucky. I mean, we're, you know, obviously we have to make sure that we're doing everything right, and so there's a lot of pressure as well. But at the same time, I feel it's a privilege to me to meet with young people and parents, and to hear how we, by working with us, that they have been able to see a different way of going ahead and achieving their goals. And we're very lucky to be asked to work with the young people and families that we work with. And it is really great to be able to see the positive outcomes that can be achieved. And we try very hard to maintain our strengths-based approach within all of the organisation. I think that does make a big difference to your place of work, to have a strengths-based, a solution-focused attitude that we have for young people and families. We also try to have within the organisation itself. And so, yes, we are very lucky. It is a privilege. Generally, we tend to get on very well.
Now, you did mention there you're a registered charity. I imagine you don't rely totally on Tusla's funding. Do you have fundraisers? Can people go online if they want to donate?
Absolutely. There's a donation page on our website. It's www.yapireland.ie. And it's also a great website for seeing all the great work that young people and families have done over the years. Videos, artwork, drama, And so there's a lot of information up there and a lot of voice from the young people and families that we work with, not just about YAP, but also about how other services could adapt the way they provide their services to get better outcomes. And we are always delighted to receive donations. And we do have people who fundraise for us, things like the mini marathon, for example. But we don't have an actual fundraising section or anything like that. Yeah. We most of our work is focused on providing the service on the front line. So it's really done by ourselves and our own staff and advocates who are brilliant, and then other people in the community who know about us, who help us with fundraising every now and again.
And that's www.yapireland.ie.
That's right. And we're also on Facebook, and we tweet, seemingly. Though I'm not very good at that.
Yes, neither am I. I'm supposed to be on Twitter, but I'm not yet. Well, listen, Siobhan, thank you very much for talking to me this morning. It's been a privilege, and I always enjoy talking to YAP Ireland.
Thank you very much. It's been lovely to do it. And thanks so much to the support from all the people in the community who support us all the time by coming forward to work for us as advocates and permanent staff, but also the people in the community in all the different youth organisations, mother and toddler groups, all the other people, the schools who work alongside us and actually make a huge difference by putting their hands up and getting involved in wrapping their services around these young people and families and helping to achieve those outcomes. And in particular to TUSA, the social workers who do refer young people and families because they want them to achieve those sort of positive outcomes.
Okay, Siobhan, the clock has beaten us, so is there anything you'd like to add?
Okay. Just that, it's, as I say, it's a privilege to work with the young people and families we work with, and we look forward to continuing into the future.
Right, Siobhan, thank you very much for taking the call, and I'm sure we'll be talking again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
From Baldoyle to Beaumont.
Community radio for North East Dublin. 90.3. 90. Near FM.